Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chof Gimel, Avodah Zarah 23a, pagination is 45. We're going to start on the previous daf on Amud Aleph, which is pagination 43, so that we can begin the perek with one statement from the Mishnah. Ein ma'amidin behema bepundikaos shal ovde kochavim. You're not allowed to entrust your animal into the hostel, if you will, of the idol worshipper, mepnei shechashudim al haravia, because they are suspect on living with the animal intimately, in English, bestiality. We're talking about an idol worshipper. This doesn't mean that this gets transferred to generational, modern, to be extrapolated as practical halacha. In a previous session, we mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought that if the local government frowns and even takes sanctions against someone who behaves in this way, then we don't expect that that's what's going to happen. But apparently in their time, the idol worshipper was a lawless person, and this was somewhat normal to be expected, and therefore you're not allowed to entrust your animal to them, because that's lifnei iver lo sitin michshal, because they have a commandment not to behave in this way, to bond husband and wife, and not in these other ways, and therefore we're not allowed to do that. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks, Vira Minhi, a person is allowed to purchase an animal from the idol worshipper as a karbon, as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're not worried. Not worried. Lo mishum roveya, v'lo mishum nirva. Not that the animal was used to come upon a woman, and not that a man came upon the animal. Velomishum, so male or females. Velomishum mukta, and not that it was designated to be used for avodah zarah, in which case it's rejected from Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash. Velomishum ne'evad, and we're not worried that the animal was worshipped. Bishlam mukta v'ne'evad, I readily understand if it was designated for avodah zarah or it was worshipped as an avodah zarah. Im isa, if that was true, the aktsiye that he designated, im isa defalche, and if he worshipped it, loava mazvinle, he wouldn't be selling it to you. So the fact that he's selling it to you indicates that it's not for an avodah zarah and it's not an avodah zarah. But the first two cases, the case of the animal being used in an illicit sexual way, lachosh, why aren't we worried? Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shila Baravina, Mishmeder Rav, an answer that we mentioned in a previous session. Ovid kochavim chosal behemto shalota aker. The idol worshipper is concerned about his animal that it shouldn't get damaged. And apparently this behavior of either coming upon it or having it come upon somebody, apparently that does damage to the animal. And a person would not do that with his own animal. This resolves the contradiction. Because if we're entrusting our animal to them, as was in the Mishnah, we're worried that they're going to use our animal because we might not be able to detect the damage that was done. It doesn't even occur to us, perhaps, to worry for that type of damage. Who comes on an animal? So the idol worshipper is suspect that since he has a desire for this, and he has finally an animal that's not his, that the damage will not be detected, he might do that. But on his own animal that he owns, that he's looking even to sell to somebody else, he doesn't want to damage the animal in any way. The buyer might pick it up, might notice it, doesn't know who the buyer is. If it's his own animal right now, he's certainly not going to do it. He doesn't want to do damage to his animal. And therefore, the animal that he owns, we can assume is clean, untainted. But the animal we entrust to him that's ours, we're worried that it might get used in such a way. Just as an aside, I want to make mention of the word muktza, designated for the purpose of avodah zarah. And that would be an animal forbidden for use as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. The word muktza we are more commonly familiar with regarding the laws of Shabbos. And we have to appreciate the logic behind the word so that we understand why it's being used in both ways. Muktza really means to be set aside. In the case of our Gemara with the Avodah Zarah, it's being set aside for Avodah Zarah use. In the case of Shabbos, it's an item that was set aside, meaning you had no intention, no usability to use it on Shabbos. It was set aside. It's an item, stones and dirt, twigs, things that have no relevance for Shabbos, so they're going to be muktza. A hammer on some level is muktza because it's normally used for building, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's an interesting type of muktza because if you'd find a reason, letzarech gufo or mekomo, to move it, it is a vessel, and therefore its level of muktza is unique. You'd be allowed to move it if you found a legitimate use for it, like opening a coconut is the classic example that's given. Or mekomo, if it was left on your dining room table, and it's objectionable. I need that space, either literally for a cholin pot to put it down, or I need the space, meaning it's offensive. A hammer on a Shabbos table, I need to move it. That's also mekomo. It's space. I need it. Even if it's more of an emotional level need. Those are examples of a unique type of muktza. But again, muktza means pushed away, designated for a different use that's not relevant to what we are dealing with in normal living. Again, we had a contradiction between the Mishnah and the statement presented as viraminhi abraisa. The Mishnah told us that we should not entrust an animal to the idol worshiper because we're worried about what might happen. On the other hand, buying from them, the Braisa says on Amud Beis, is fine. We're not worried. And we couldn't understand why is it that we're not worried if entrusting is forbidden because we are worried. And we answered, it all depends on who owns the animal. If we own the animal, we're giving it to them, we're worried that the idol worshiper might do such a behavior. But as long as they are owning their own animal, they will not do that because apparently the financial loss keeps them in check and they wouldn't do such a thing with their animal. There is a seemingly more obvious answer that could have been given, which is what Ravina picks up on today's daf, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, pagination 45. We often encounter a concept of l'chatchila and b'diyeved, initially and after the fact. Initially, perhaps, we're worried and therefore we don't do it. It's not such a good idea to do. But after the fact, go prove something went wrong. I don't know that something went wrong. Why should I worry? Ravina Omar Lokasha, it's not a question. This is initially, don't entrust your animal to an idol worshiper. Never know what might happen. On the other hand, if it's already done, why should we worry? This answer is not the way we paskin. As we discussed in the previous session, the answer that's given in halacha is that an idol worshiper does not do this to his own animal. But if it was our animal, that's up for discussion what his behavior might be. Second line of the Gemara, Uminat Emra. How do I know? Deshaini that there's a difference bein lechatchila bein l'di'eved. Ditnan, we make a statement from another memra, which is going to bear on our topic. Here's the case. Lo tisyached isha imohim. A woman should not be alone together with the idol worshippers. Because they are suspect on immoral behavior. Viraminhi. And there's an obvious question. Ho isha shanech bisha b'yedei ovdei kochavim ayedei mamon mutaris labayla. A woman who was captured by the idol worshippers. Because of money, she owed money. She is still going to be permitted back to her husband afterwards. And we're not worried that while she was in isolation, in captivity, with these idol worshippers, that they abused her with her being a willing participant. Ayidei nefashos asura labayla. But if it's because of a death threat, then she would be forbidden to her husband because we're worried that things happened. Person gave up already, hope, and she cooperated. But what our Gemara wants to prove from this, Elolav Shmamino Shani Lon Bein Lechatchila L'Di'eved. There's a difference between initially she's not supposed to be isolated with these idol worshippers, but if she did, in the case of finances, we take her back and we don't assume anything bad happened. Answers the Gemara, it's not a good proof. Mimai, how do you know? Dilma la'olam e'malach, maybe really the explanation here is afilu di'eved nami lo. Even after the fact, we would really, really assume that something went wrong. This is the reason that she's permitted in the case of a financial capture. Because they're afraid that if they assault her, it's going to be damaged goods and the husband is not going to redeem her. We could add that she likewise isn't going to cooperate with them because she knows that she has something over them. They want the money. And if she stands her ground, they will respect that because really what they're after is their money. Teda, I'll tell you, it makes sense that this is no proof to lechatchila and b'di'eved before the fact and after the fact because it really is a different compelling argument that's saving her status for her husband. Diktani Seifa, because you see at the end of the statement, it was Ayyadei Nefasha Sasura Labaila. If it was a death threat, then she's forbidden back to her husband. So you see that once she's compromised in this isolated situation, we actually are worried about what happens over there. It's only because we have this compelling argument that if it's a financial capture, they're not going to want to damage her. And that's why she's permitted back to her husband. But we have to leave aside what would happen if she was captured in different situations, whether we're worried, we're not worried. She's not supposed to go into that situation, but obviously beyond the scope of our session here, how that would be handled. Going back to the animal case, we're going to follow not lechatchila b'di'eved, but rather who is the owner, and therefore whether we're concerned with the idol worshipper's behavior. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.